The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So take your time over the next few minutes to take in some slow, deep, nourishing breaths. So given our mind's natural tendency to wander away into thoughts of the past or fantasies of the future, a simple way to try to ground it to the present is by giving it some anchor, to connect it to some anchor that is related to the present moment. So as you finish taking your slow, deep breaths and connect it to your body, its sense of solidity, this heaviness that is resting on the chair or the cushion, you can bring your awareness into this felt sensation of what it is to have this physical body, the one real physical experience right now. And you can use this physical experience of this body sitting on the cushion as an anchor. So whenever you find your mind wandering away, all you have to do is recognize the wandering and come back to this solid presence. For some of you, your mind may be a little more restless. There may be some anxiety, some worry. This physical experience of the body may not be large enough, and you may have to give yourself a little extra space, a slightly larger container in which to hold the restlessness of your mind. You can open your eyes briefly if you want to, just to get a visual image of all your fellow meditators sitting around you, supporting your practice. You can send out a feeling of gratitude for this beautiful center, our teacher, and the Sangha in general. So you can connect this warm sense of gratitude to the physical presence of the people around you and this general space of this meditation hall. So you may find this a slightly easier anchor if you need to bring your mind back constantly and your physical body alone is too small. On the other hand, some of you may already find yourselves in a state of calmness, mental ease, and you may want to narrow your anchor even more. Can go down to the actual sensations of the breath moving in and out of your body, either the rising or falling of the abdomen, or the sensation of air moving in and out of your nostrils. So whatever you choose, whether the container of this meditation hall, the solidity of your body, seated on the cushion or the chair, or the more subtle sensations of your breathing process. This would be a good time to make a determination to stay connected with this anchor throughout this meditation set. This determination, this intention, acts as a gentle guide, a gentle restraint to your mind as it wants to engage in its habitual practice of wandering. This intention doesn't mean that you will be with the anchor all the time. It's just a reminder that whenever you find yourself drifting into thoughts, just gently drop them and bring your awareness back to your anchor. And this is the essence of what is known as concentration practice or samadhi practice. It's an essential skill in the process of contemplative practice, where the final goal is to understand the workings of our mind and heart. But to do so, our mind has to be able to stay in the present moment and watch the movements of our heart and mind. So take some time to have a good physical, felt, sense experience of your anchor. For me, as I sit up here and offer this guided meditation, I find it easiest to feel my whole body somewhat at ease, with my spine erect, with my shoulders hanging loose. Feel the gentle tug of gravity down my shoulders and through the elbows, and where I feel my hands resting on my thighs. So my anchor is the sensation of gravity gently supporting me and my body resting on this soft cushion. And when my mind wanders away into thoughts of what I should say next, I just drop it and then come back to this felt sensation in the body. the concentration training lies in the actual process of you recognizing your wandering mind and repeatedly bringing it back to the anchor. As many teachers have said, it's just like training a puppy. And just like with a puppy, you want to be kind, gentle, and loving to your body and your mind. If you might find your mind wandering every 5 or 10 seconds, that meditation practice is as effective and as good as someone else who finds their mind completely at ease and with little wandering. This is a judgment-free practice. So we'll meditate in silence for the next 10-15 minutes. And I leave you with the reminder, just keep coming back to the anchor without any judgment or emotional reaction to your wandering mind. You may have to remind yourself often that this is a judgment-free zone. So if your mind comes up with questions like, how am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Just remind yourself that your only task is to do it and not and leave the whys and hows for later on. In the basic concentration practice, the basic purpose is to train the mind to come back to an anchor that grounds you to the present moment. If we notice a thought, we just recognize it as a thought, but don't get involved in trying to understand the thought or follow any judgments related to it. There is something safe, secure, and calming about the mind being tethered to something that is real and tangible in the present moment. So for those of you who tend to have a critical mind, questioning what you're doing, or if you're finding yourself particularly restless, you may have to work just a little harder to let go of those habits and keep training this puppy mind to stay here, stay now. for the remaining few minutes of this meditation sit, regardless of which anchor you chose over the last 30 minutes, I'd like you to drop that and bring your awareness into this whole body and connect with the physical sensation of your seated posture. In particular, if you can, connect to what are the aspects of your body that give you the sense of groundedness, stability, and some ease. It could be the pressure along the various parts of your body that are in contact with the cushion or the chair. Or it could be the soles of your feet resting on the floor. Or it could even be the soft pressure that you feel on your hands where they rest against your thigh. See if you can get intimately familiar with the actual physical sensation of this grounded presence. And now set an intention to stay connected with this physical experience as a way to stay here in this meditation hall for the rest of the evening while you listen to the Dharma talk. Whether you find the talk interesting or boring, or if your mind starts wandering away for plans for tomorrow, rather than fighting that, you can just keep coming back to this physical experience that you've connected to right now, so that you can continue with a very simple grounding concentration practice, even if you're not formally meditating. Meditation can happen equally well with your eyes open as it can with your eyes closed. I wish you all some ease and comfort in your bodies as we share the time over the next hour.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.